What a weekend it was for actor Donald Glover.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Glover!
He started off by hosting Saturday Night Live.
Let's take a walk, shall we? I really can do anything.
Now, Glover appeared both as the host and the musical guest, performing under his stage name Childish Gambino. But it was the performance and subsequent video release of his new song, This Is America, that got everyone's attention. Here to talk more about it is Rodney Carmichael of NPR Music. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Essentially, this music video takes place in what looks like a giant warehouse, right? It's very stark. And this song that first comes on is actually kind of catchy.
Yeah, so basically you have what you hear sounds like, you know, South African sung melodies, sweet melodic mood. And you see Donald Glover, who is shirtless in the video, and he's kind of alternating between, you know, what looks like tribal dances and also viral hip hop dances. And every now and then he flashes this really exaggerated facial expression. He ends up walking up to a man who had been previously playing guitar, a black man seated in a chair, and he proceeds to pull out a gun. And the next thing that happens is what really shifts the direction in the video.
Right, because now you've just seen an execution, right?
Exactly.
A simulation of an execution.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now.
The South African melodies, they suddenly give way to this really dark Southern American trap music. And the rest of the video is this barrage of chaos. You got Jim Crow imagery, dancing school children, chaotic jumble of symbolism.
1 minute you are watching a choir, the kind of choir you might see, right, an all-black choir singing and clapping in some pop music song as background, and then
this is America.
Glover opened fires on that choir, and it seems to be a reference to, for instance, the mass shooting in Charleston.
It definitely seems to be a very direct reference to that shooting. And I think in a lot of ways what Glover is trying to do is really bring our focus and our attention to black violence, black entertainment, the way they're juxtaposed in society. They seem to cancel each other out in the greater public consciousness.
The video ends with this wild chase scene where Glover is running away from a mob of people with an expression of horror on his face. What do you think is going on there?
Well, it feels to me like it's a black man running from a lynch mob. People have also made reference to him trying to escape the sunken place, which is a reference to Jordan Peele's 2017 racial horror film, Get Out. Either way, it definitely is representative of this history of violent white supremacy.
Because the mob, the people in the mob, those actors are all white.
Exactly.
It's fair to say that Donald Glover's having a moment, right? He's earned Emmys and Golden Globes for his series Atlanta. He is in a big budget studio Star Wars film, Solo, this spring. What is he doing with this fame in this moment?
You know what's interesting? I think that he feels a sense of responsibility. We're coming off the heels of Kanye West having a couple of very interesting and controversial weeks where we're really kind of grappling with what our entertainers at that level do with the spotlight that they have on them. What kind of message are they projecting out into the world? And I think for Glover, he wants to be putting out the concerns of black folk, of folk who are voiceless in this world. And I think he wants to also represent it in a way where it's as challenging to his audience as it is to those outside on a mass scale.
That's Rodney Carmichael, NPR Music's hip-hop reporter. Rodney, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.